Dear sister, you have doubtless been for some time in expectation of hearing from Hampshire, and perhaps wondered a little we were, in our old age, grown such bad reckoners. But so it was, for Cassie certainly expected to have been brought to a bed a month ago. However, last night the time came, and without a great deal of warning, everything was soon happily over. We now have another girl, a present plaything for her sister Cassie, and a future companion. She is to be Jenny, and seems to me as if she would be as like Harry as Cassie is to Neddy. Your sister, thank God, is pure well after it. Among so many brothers, it must have been a delight to little Cassandra to have a sister to look after and to play with, and with a good share of her father's affectionate nature and her mother's practical good sense, she soon became, young as she was, the most important figure in her little sister's world. Mrs. Austin had her last child soon after, a sixth son, christened Charles, and with a new baby and a large family, she was only too glad that Cassandra took upon herself so much of the care of Jane. The younger child repaid her sister's affection 100-fold, and Mrs. Austin said that if Cassandra were to have her head cut off, she believed Jane would insist on having hers cut off too. James and Henry had a strong academic bent, but all the boys were eager sportsmen. From their earliest years they hunted and shot. For the two little girls who could not hunt and shoot, the range of interests was smaller. They did not ride, as they might have done. Mrs. Austin had been a horsewoman, and in her trousseau there had been a scarlet riding habit, though this had long been cut up into coats and trousers for the boys when very little. But there were amusements to get the girls out of doors. When the weather was good, the walks about Steventon were very beautiful. The lanes were full of primroses and violets in the spring, and the neighbourhood had the beauty of Hampshire woodland. Jane said many years afterwards that she thought beauty of landscape must be one of the joys of heaven.